Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 14 with verses 11 through 13. My son, if you have the means, treat yourself well. Enjoy life as best as you can. Remember that death does not delay, and you have not been told the grave's appointed time. Before you die, be good to your friends. Give them a share in what you possess. Why does death overcome us? We all know that it's the Lord's will, right? We all know it's going to come without scurrying to accomplish the depths of desires in one's soul. You won't be able to do everything you want unless you offer everything to Him. Some tragically become lazy, literally killing themselves by doing nothing but eating, sleeping, and entertaining themselves. Life will end sooner than later for the lost, lonely, and languished. The crowd I seek to hang out with, those who need charity most, salvation's actions without threats of eternal hell, but the goodwill that resonates in the soul of all the faithful departed. We must learn to serve without hesitation, seeking to give what God has asked us all to live, and that's peace by redemption, where love, faith, and hope of His cross is breathed as the grace of generosity, offering life eternal, calling on the Savior of the world. I offer myself to my home, my community, my world, all of my friends, my family, and my foes, the gift of salvation by the one and only name of Jesus Christ. Where truth abides in His gift of knowing His mercy, He is the Redeemer of my sins, and the offering of grace I share to know goodwill is alive in the midst of chaos, of a world being consumed in excess. Will it be too late for you to live everything you dreamed? Not if you call on His name first in everything you do, and seek His will by your practice, prayer, and proclamation of living life eternal by the confession of salvation you ingest, calling on the name of Jesus Christ to fulfill all you ever desire. In the dirty deeds done cheap. For there is never a cost of being surrendered to living His conversion of knowing right over wrong immediately by this mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. That's a large number of people that we meet and greet each day. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born soon. And we continue to pray for our niece Brittany, who's battling brain cancer, who lives in Philadelphia, and is really trying to overcome this for the second and third time, I believe. We just pray for Brittany's peace and the Lord's healing on her and her children. And we pray for all of these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We begin to pray for Kairos 57. It's the next prison ministry weekend that we'll be doing. And we close in Jesus' name. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Sirach, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of Sirach 14. Its verses in practice today are 11 through 13. Two stanzas of poem, ongoing. It's titled, Delay Not, Does Death. Yourself treat well, if means have you. Life enjoy, best abilities give, live to do. Delay not, does death, remember to prove. Enjoy life in each moment, grave's time you can't undo. Death you can't refuse, friends good too before you lose. The life you share with them without sin, possessions give before eternal life begins. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's February 7th, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com, where we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you, good, bad, and the ugly. Amen. I love you all in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Closing at 7-Eleven, as we often do. God bless you, John, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.